Hello, everyone. I'm George from Ireland. So I'm commenting on a Briton named Howard Phillips, who was convicted, I think just today, of attempting to spy on behalf of the Russian Federation. So Mr. Phillips hails from Harlow in Essex, and he garnered some information about the, at the time, Secretary of State for Defense, Grant Shapps, now Sir Grant Shapps. So Shapps was a Conservative MP. He lost his seat recently. I think he's been knighted subsequent to him being kicked out of Parliament. Now, this is obviously during the Russo-Ukrainian War. This had begun by the time Howard Phillips did this, which is why I thought the Ruskies were particularly eager to gain more information as to where Mr. Shapps lived and so forth. So Howard Phillips was in dire financial straits. And that was his actuation. It wasn't anything ideological. He got this information and he attempted to pass it on to the Russians, which was a breach of the National Security Act. So just being convicted at Winchester Crown Court. I'm not sure why he's tried so far from where he lived and where the offence took place. One of the fascinating things about this is how he's guilty of that. But remember those two chaps working in Parliament who were alleged to have spied on behalf of China. But their trial was dropped. Was it a nolle prosequi from the Attorney General or something like that? For whatever reason, the charges couldn't go ahead because the United Kingdom had not declared China an enemy state. Now, Russia is not an enemy in as much as the United Kingdom hasn't proclaimed war against Russia or vice versa. But clearly, there are daggers drawn, and the United Kingdom is openly arming Ukraine, which is in a state of war against Russia. And all that. Now, when Grant Shapps's plane flew near Russia over Polish airspace, there's some interference of the global positioning system, presumably caused by the Russian Federation. Were they trying to make it crash? I mean, it might have done. Nothing to do with us. No, we knew anything. If the GPS went wrong, it was just because of the plane. And a lot of civilian aircraft in that area over Poland, over the Gulf of Finland, have encountered similar problems. Now, obviously, we can't prove it's Russia. But you'd have to be idiotic not to realize they're behind it because they're up to skullduggery and all sorts of things. So Howard Phillips did this. He happened to know Grant Shapps socially. They went to the same synagogue and he found about where Mr. Shapps lived. But I would imagine that's something that the SVR, the Russian External Intelligence Agency, would find relatively easy to obtain. I mean, through their own ways. I don't know because I've never been in the intelligence community, but members of the MI5, MI6 are told you they have to assume that the Russians know who they are. But they're not going to kill anybody. I know Putin's absolutely evil and he's going to kill people in Ukraine and does a lot elsewhere. People in the United Kingdom, like Alexander Litvinenko, attempted to kill Sergei Skripal and his daughter, but they don't try to kill other intelligence officers. I'm not aware they've tried to kill or even attempted to kill any British politician for decades. There is a claim that way back in 1963, that the Soviet Union murdered the at the time leader of the Labour Party and therefore leader of Her Majesty's most loyal opposition, Hugh Gaitskell. But that's unproven. He died of a very rapidly advancing illness like lupus. I mean, no, it's not always rapidly advancing, but the symptoms of that are very similar to something you can get from a nerve agent. Did the USSR try and take him out because they reckoned Harold Wilson would then become Labour leader and prime minister, and he was sympathetic to the Soviets? I mean, I don't buy it myself, but there is this outlandish theory out there. But nevertheless, Shapps' whereabouts would be useful to unsettle him. They could have sent him death threats or spying him in other ways with listening devices or whatever. But if push really did come to shove, if there really was a third world war, then yeah, they might try and kill a politician on that level. But goodness. So Phillips, he tried to sell intelligence to various people, like the Islamic Republic of Iran, the People's Republic of China. And then he contacted people he thought were Russian intelligence officers. So he was also living out a fantasy of being James Bond or something like that, was fixated with espionage. But I'm led to believe it's nothing like as glamorous as James Bond thinks, and they're not all good looking. And the idea would not to be all guns blazing and to have chases in a Ferrari or something like that, and hang around casinos and seducing Bond girls is not part of the job description. The whole idea is to be as inconspicuous as possible, to be very dull, and often it's just hacking into people's emails and listening to their phone calls or something like that. and subtly nudging opinion this way or that way. Sometimes getting documents, but like it's not creating a bang at all. It's trying to be as discreet, as unnoticeable, as bland as possible to pretend to be something. And not the last thing we'll do is call attention to themselves. Goodness, and I'm told if they're spying on China, they found, oh, well, your rice yield is up 3% in this province this year, something as tedious as that. Anyway, Mr. Phillips is trying to find out more info about Sir Grant and pass it on, handed it over to what he thought were Russian intelligence officers, or in fact undercover police officers, blah blah blah. Because I think it's SO19 is that police unit which is counter-terrorist, which also deals in catching spies, arresting people. Because remember, MI5, the United Kingdom's internal intelligence agency, has got no power of arrest. And Howard Phillips had even been invited to dinner at Grant Shapps's house, because Grant Shapps, he represented Welland Hatfield in Hertfordshire for many years. Phillips lived in the adjacent county of Essex, but they happened to attend the same place of worship. So that was it. And he's got 7 years. So a totally ineffective spy. So attempting the crime is also something you'd be punished. It's also a crime. There's law about attempts, even if you don't succeed in doing any damage. But let that be a warning to you. So people could be ideologically motivated, and this is what I say to people feeling that way. However bad the United Kingdom is, despite the many disappointments, despite its many failures, despite so often betraying its own values, it's not all bad. There is some possibility of peacefully, democratically changing the system. There is at least some freedom of expression. There's considerable right to protest. There are multiple political parties. Election results are real. The number of ballots cast for a candidate, those are the actual number of ballots you've cast for a candidate. There are fair trials. The jail sentences are usually not too harsh. Conditions in prisons are humane, things like that. There's very little kleptocracy. Angela Rayner couldn't even get away with evading £40,000 of taxation. There is a fairly free media. The United Kingdom is by no means all bad. And there's a possibility it could get better, none of which pertains to the Russian Federation. There's no freedom of expression. There are no fair elections. That's absolutely farcical. There's no such thing as a fair trial. Sentences are extremely harsh, like 14 years in jail for telling the plain truth. Conditions there are very cruel. It's utterly inhumane. There's conscription. I know the British government lies some of the time. The Russian government lies virtually all of the time. Whatever about the Iraq war, right thing to do, wrong thing to do? I think morally, legally right. Okay, I might be mistaken. We could debate it. You couldn't debate something similar in Russia. It wouldn't be allowed. And even if lies were told about the Iraq war, not everything was a lie, but virtually everything Russia says about the Ukraine war is a lie. Their regime is utterly untrustworthy. So I'm not at Russophobic. You can appreciate Russian music, dancing, architecture, cuisine, all that sort of stuff, and recognize that the regime is absolutely rotten to the core. Is malevolent. It means us harm. It's trying to metastasize oppression, totalitarianism all across the globe. We know it's certainly liberticidal. It's on the side of Nazism and communism at the same time. So it is utterly wicked. And I don't know how anyone could try to serve that, anyone with a good conscience, however disappointed you are, whether you're left wing or right wing in the United Kingdom. Putin's regime is not the answer. It's making the world so much worse. Don't do that. It's not going to advance any moral cause. I mean, it's not since maybe the Second World War, defeating the Third Reich, that Russia, or its successor state, the Soviet Union, has done much for humanity. It's always been the prison of nations. So, no, I think you would have a weak, bad conscience. You think the absolutely barbaric tortures that the Russian state inflicts even on its own people, as well as the Ukrainians and so on, it's monstrous, it's ghastly, it's a really unredeemable. It's hard to think of anything that's good about it at all, actually. So that's very, very sad. And obviously there are good Russian people. So anyone, however disaffected, however disillusioned they were with the United Kingdom or any Western countries, is not all bad. And what I say about the UK, it also applies to the Republic of Ireland, how we've betrayed so much of the positive legacy that we had. And I know we've got more economically prosperous. So what a fool's errand it was. I wonder how he tried to contact them, like walking into the embassy or something. That's watched. All these communications would clearly be watched. They'd catch it very, very easily. So a bit of a klutz. He sort of failed nursery school in terms of espionage. Not that I would know how it's done. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecalan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.